News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT, Brett Winterbull Show, 704-570-1110. Let's bring on Breaking Brett Jensen, who is working on his show coming up tonight, and wanted to bring him on to comment. Breaking Brett Jensen, good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
So, obviously, we've been monitoring, you and I have been going back and forth with this situation, with this female murderer there in Nashville. At the school, the Covenant School, killing three children and three adults at that school. You've got a show coming up tonight. Let's unpack some of the stuff that you're kind of watching on this storyline here.
Yeah, you know, it coincides with, you know, the fact that this is a school and it's horrific, and you know, young kids and seven people total, but six innocent victims are now deceased. And it coincides with Northlake Mall announcing brand new security measures this morning. All these new security measures on how, you know, or last night on how they're going to, you know, ramp up security, because we know Northlake Mall has been just a haven, a hotbed for gunplay and shootings and stuff like that. Not just this year, which is, you know, this year, I think it was like three shootings in 75 days over, you know, the Christmas holidays. But dating back, you know, 5 years, shootings, and, you know, most recently they were just, you know, shooting at cars in the parking lot and passersbys. And so they've decided that they're going to, you know, ramp up their security. I'm not sure why it took them 5 years to figure out to do this. But I think it also coincides with what you had with, you know, Apple pulled out like 2 or 3 weeks ago, the right. Apple store pulled out of the mall. And then you just had another announcement of another national outlet say, yep, we're pulling our store out of Northlake Mall because it's just too dangerous. And so I think that grabbed the attention and said, oh, I guess we should probably do something. Never mind all the shootings that have been happening. We're more worried about stores pulling out than we are people actually getting shot. And so they've decided now that they're going to hire a lot more off-duty policemen. They're going to hire, you know, canine units and stuff like that, and have more cameras and a bigger presence inside the mall. And so all of this happens at the exact same time, that horrific situation going on in Nashville.
And you know, one of the beats that you cover so well is obviously CMS, right? And we have seen a substantial change with CMS just in this last, 18 months or so. You know, you are checking for weapons to come into the school. You are checking bags. You're, you know, going through the magnetometers, whatever it is that they've got set up there. But when you have kids already in school, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, and someone goes in through a side open door and it's an adult, that's a whole other sort of tactical metric there, right? Because
it really is.
She's not going through a magnetometer. I mean,
that's right. That's exactly right. And I guarantee you, they don't have one there at that particular private school that was church related. You know, part of a church. So they're not going to have metal detectors there. You know, it being a private school. You know, and it's funny you bring up the metal detectors because, you know, it funny as in coincidental because. Mm-hmm. We are almost at the one-year anniversary of CMS getting their first metal detector, or body scanner, I should say. And so we're almost at the one-year anniversary of that actually happening with CMS because of the 30 guns last year. And it goes back, you know, look, everyone knows that, you know, the whole Ernest Winston situation and, you know, a lot of the incompetence that was going on with that. And that's not necessarily editorial. That's pretty much factual. And so... But I'll never forget last year, December, a year and a half ago, December, when a gun, there were 30 guns found on a CMS campus last year. One of them was actually discharged, and it happened at West Charlotte in mid-December, and just before Christmas break. And I asked Ernest Winston, the then superintendent, wasn't it just a matter of time before a gun went off at a school, and do you consider yourself lucky that no one was hurt? And he said, no, I don't think it was a matter of time, even though at that point, Brett, that made 23 guns in 3.5 months. And Johnny Jennings, the CMPD police chief, came on the press conference 3 minutes later and said, it was just a matter of time, and we are very lucky that this happened, that no one got shot.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, and so for something like this, like it's going to ring home even more. And this, you know what this is going to do, Brett? This is going to make the people go, why aren't there body scanners at elementary schools? Mm-hmm. Because the body scanners are only for middle school and high schools with CMS. They're not for elementary schools.
Wow. Wow. That is.
And as a matter of fact, Brett, even more than that, even if you don't want to do the body scanners, which I get, even more than that, elementary schools do not have full-time SROs, student resource officers. There are no student resource officers at elementary schools. They maybe hit one elementary school a week. If you're lucky, a resource officer will stop by twice a week.
And what's incredible about the SROs, I'm hyper overgeneralizing here, okay? Typically with SROs, they tend to be people who are sort of on the back end of the career, who have been in the streets or been assigned to a particular tactical unit, and they've got maybe a few years left, and they want to be available and present in the community, but they're not going to be chasing someone down a street or down an alleyway, right? This needs to become, I think, a totally separate and apart assignment that you can go in as a young person, right? If you're doing gang detail or if you're doing guns or whatever it is that you're doing. The SROs should be those younger people because I think they have a much more contemporary view of the picture rather than what you get from someone who's maybe 25 years on the job.
Well, and that's the thing. Most of the SROs, most of the SROs are generally, or a lot of the SROs, I should say, are retired CMPD.
Right.
You know, who spent 25 years, but then they get hired by the CMS police department because it has its literal own police department. They get hired by the CMS police department to be a school resource officer, you know, and stuff like that. Or they get, you know, every once in a while they can get reassigned. But yeah, so the CMS police department, they're the ones with all these school resource officers, and they're usually retired police department people.
Right. And it's funny, Brett, because what? That's the one part of policing nobody ever says defund. It's the SROs, right? Nobody ever says get the SROs out of the schools. People are always saying put more SROs in the schools. They don't care about the street cops. The activists don't care about the street cops, but they care about the kids being safe in the schools.
Well, no, they absolutely do. And I mean, no one would say that the kids shouldn't be safe, but here's what happens when you start defunding police just by sheer economics, you either have to lay officers off where you see like CMPD right now, they're 400 officers short.
Right.
They're 400 short. And so 400 full-time positions short. And so if you're starting to do that, then you start laying people off because you don't have the wherewithal, you don't have the finances to hire a full staff. Well, then you're going to have, you know, the trickle down effect, if you will, where school resource officers are also going to be impacted by this. And so it is. It's just been, I promise you, this is going to make schools all over the country once again start thinking about elementary, because this was a private school.
That's right.
And this was church related, you know, a joined to a church. And
that's right.
This in a very wealthy neighborhood, an extremely wealthy neighborhood outside of Nashville. And everyone's going to say, well, if it can happen there, or if it can happen in Sandy, you know, up in Connecticut, which was a high-end neighborhood, then it can happen anywhere.
That's right. Controlled ingress and egress, man. That's what you're going to have all the way around. Breaking Brett Jensen comes on tonight at 7. Appreciate you coming by, man.
Anytime, Brett. I appreciate it.